Woohoo by Surf Friends here on 95 BFM Drive. This Tuesday, you're here with Caitlin covering for Rosetta. And got a shout out the Beer Spot. Thanks so much for having us on air. Speaking of things that are on air, I said this was coming up right after 5 and I wasn't lying. I'm not a liar. Don't call me out like that. We have the wonderful Julia Deans in studio from Fur Patrol.
Hey. How are you? Hi, I'm good.
It's very exciting to have you here. Obviously, Fur Patrol, one of New Zealand's most iconic bands. Don't get all shy on me,
iconic.
Julia. And Molly and I were talking about earlier that we both sort of grew up on music like Fur Patrol and other New Zealand bands from sort of the late 90s and the early 2000s. So yeah. It's very exciting to see you touring again.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's been a while since the last couple of albums have come out. You toured in 2022?
Yeah.
Last time you toured?
Yeah, we reissued our first album, Pat, on vinyl. And then we actually got asked to play at a festival in Wellington called Great Sounds Great, which is sort of taking a leaf out of the Flying Out Festival.
And yeah.
So it's like lots of different venues around the city. And we were kind of like, oh, that'll be fun. Well, let's do it. And while we're there to sort of help cover costs and everything, we'll throw some shows together.
Yeah. It's the same as I think last year Good Shirt did that as well. They did Great Sounds Great, and then a couple of other shows. So it's quite cool to see that coming back again this year.
Yeah, man, it's a cool festival. If you happen to be in Wellington at that time, I highly recommend going.
Yeah,
it's a really good vibe.
Definitely.
And, yeah,
I heard you guys ripped.
It was chaotic.
That's good though. It's good to have a nice bit of chaos, especially after a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do like to play together in any excuse almost. So yeah, if we can make it work. Both Simon and Andrew have daughters. So young daughters. It's like ha ha. So like we got to work in and around the family schedules, which is I'm totally done with that.
So. Which brings me to sort of my next thing. Obviously, yeah, it's been about 20 years since the release of your second album.
Oh, yeah, that was our kind of excuse for, you know, well, why should we do this? And Andrew's like, oh, you know, that Collider is about 20 years old now.
Shit.
I know. God. I mean, it's like 20 months old. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with that one. Obviously, there's families and Fur Patrol now involved in the touring schedule. What has changed? How has Fur Patrol changed in those last years?
It was kind of funny because when we're sort of standing in a room or on a stage, sort of looking at each other before a song starts, everything feels exactly the same. And then maybe about halfway through, we feel a little bit more puffed than we used to. And it's funny too, with this album, with Collider, it's a really quite energetic, it's a rock album, way more than Pet was. So some of the songs are quite frenetic and really fast, and so we do that. I was listening to a few of them and trying to run through them, you know, before we got together, just to make sure I had my chops up to speed. I was like, holy shit, that's fast. Like there's a song called Precious. I think that's the first song on the album, and it's a great little snotty rock song. My fingers just kept falling over themselves. And our drummer sent a message going, I don't know if I can play it that fast. But he can, he totally can. So yeah.
Has it been a long sort of rehearsal process, I guess, then to get all of that together and get up to speed, I guess?
Because Simon lives in Melbourne and Andrew lives in Wellington and I live here in Auckland.
Damn.
So we have to kind of maximise rehearsal time. So we had four days rehearsal.
Wow.
Yeah, so but it's funny how much of that muscle memory comes back into play. I think we all did a bit of homework before we got together, so just make sure that I could remember which pedal I was meant to be standing on, things like that. But yeah, the collective muscle memory, like I think that's one thing that we got really good at when we were touring all the time. Like in our first year of moving to Australia, we played 157 gigs. That's like one gig every 3 days. or more, no, in less than 3 days. So, you know, we got really, really tight. And yeah, that muscle memory has managed to carry over all the way into the future. Yeah. So, yeah.
Which is so great. And you're playing songs off the album.
Yep.
Have any of those sort of, I guess, changed? Are there new ways to play them? Are there new renditions? Or are they kept to their core as they were?
No, we haven't felt the need to change them or anything. So they are as they were, I think. But there's kind of a new levity to them, I guess, you know. So, like, I don't know, maybe we're slightly better as musicians. Yeah. Or something. I know, it's different. So we're going to play a bunch of songs off Collider. We got playing songs from Pat as well, and a couple off our last album, Local Kid. And I think we're even going to play something off our very first EP, Starlifter, which is ancient history. But yeah, but it's good. So it's been really hard writing the set list because we want to do a little bit of everything. Yeah. Whereas the last tour, we just played Pat from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And that was easy. That was easy.
2022, that was the easy tour. Now is the hard one.
Oh, there's been lots of fights over what we do and don't play.
I bet, because you've got a good amount of material out there as well. And all of it is so iconic that I feel like, no matter where you are age-wise in the audience, obviously it's quite cool for people my age that have grown up on it. Now as a young adult in 2024, I get to see all these songs that I probably listened to in my dad's truck and on C4, like watching the music videos live, which is so sick. And then, how do you put that together? What's that been like of picking that material for all these different audiences now that Fur Patrol has gained in the last years and also sustained?
It's been painful. Like, both joyous and painful. There's been songs that we just kind of, you know, some things flow together well and others just kind of stick out like a sore thumb. So, yeah. But I don't know. It's like my cousin came to the show in Wellington last Saturday and he was like standing right in the front and he's in his 30s and just talking to him after and he's like, that's the first time I've ever seen you play live. Oh, of course, because when we were touring, you would have still been in high school.
Yeah.
So that was quite a cool feeling.
Goodness, it's so great. It's so wonderful to have Fur Patrol back on the road. I remember when the announcement came out from Banished Music, I was so excited. I sent it to my family group chat. I was like, Fur Patrol's back, baby. It's so incredible. And you've got a wee tour set up. Whereabouts are we heading? I know you've got Double Whammy this Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited to play there. And I've been in and had a sneaky look at the new setup.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool.
That's good. I haven't been in yet. Bad gig etiquette from me.
See you Saturday?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And we're in Nelson on Thursday night at the beautiful Theatre Royal. So that's kind of like the polar opposites from Rock and Roll Whammy to the gorgeous, luxurious Theatre Royal, and in Christchurch on Friday night at Loon's.
Incredible. And you've got Tom Lark joining you on tour?
Yes, we're very excited about that. He's an absolute delight.
Yeah, he's so great. And the music that Tom Lark has put out over the last year is quite a cool fit for Fur Patrol. How did it go about sort of, I guess, bringing Tom on board?
It's sort of a discussion of who's available and, you know, we sort of pick a few people and it's kind of like you just kind of ask everyone and see who's available, who can do it.
Yeah.
You know, people are busy.
Exactly. Yeah, it's hard out there. But Tom jumped.
Yes.
And now
we are very grateful.
Yay. Which is so awesome. It's nice to be able to tour with the same opener as well and you sort of get to build that connection, which will be really great, I assume.
Yes. No, that's always good. It's nice to be able to do more than one show with people.
Yeah.
I just wish New Zealand was a little bit easier to do more than 3 or 4 shows.
I know, it's wild. Small tour, but that's more demand. Where can people get tickets for Double Whammy this weekend?
From Ticket Fairy. But I'll warn you now, there are not many left. I think there's about 20 or so when I last looked today. So Dilly dilly dally.
If you're a big Fur Patrol fan, you better get in quick. Thank you so much for coming on, Julia.
Thank you for having me.
Gosh, it's such a treat. Yes, love Fur Patrol, and I'm so excited for you all to take the stage at Double Whammy this weekend.
Yes.
If you're in Tāmaki Makaurau, you should definitely get down. It's going to be an incredible, incredible show. And of course, the rest of the tour, you can find all that information on banishedmusic.com or on their social medias, which Instagram is Banished from the Universe, or Fur Patrol's Instagram as well.
Fur Patrol is Julia Dean's.
Fur Patrol is Julia Dean's Instagram. I lie. Great. So I said I wasn't a liar earlier, and now I'm a liar.
We were too lazy to put together a Fur Patrol Instagram, so we just take over mine.
That's awesome. She's got control of that. That's wicked. Thank you so much for joining me. It's such a treat. And yes, looking forward to it. We're going to play Lydia.
Oh, you are.
We're going to play Lydia. I thought BFM audiences would love to hear a bit of Lydia, so here it is.
Oh, there you go.
Get down to Double Whammy. That was Julia Deans from Fur Patrol. You're on 95 BFM, and this is Lydia by that same band, Fur Patrol. Keep it locked.
Don't you?